The focus today on InfoJustice is a story about Michael Durow and his wife. Michael Durow is an Emmy Award-winning inventor inside the radio industry, and Michael has had problems with attorneys since 1999. This problem that Michael had with attorneys all stemmed over a transaction where Michael and his wife had bought 16.2 acres of property out in a town called Oregon in Wisconsin. Michael was going to build a radio station at this location because Michael, across these years, has collected just a huge amount of archives of these absolutely priceless and invaluable pieces of radio history. And Michael was going to build a radio station for the blind. And the blind could come there and help work at the station and truly be involved in something they really enjoyed. This was Michael's dream. But when Michael bought this piece of property in the town of Oregon in Wisconsin, he didn't realize that 1 year later that the title and trust company that was handling the transaction, First American Title and Trust Company, had actually arranged for 1.2 acres of the 16 acres that Michael had to be transferred back to the seller of the property. And the reason why that transaction had taken place was so that the seller of the property could then develop another piece of property right next to the property that Michael bought. And when that happened, that caused Michael to be restricted from putting up his radio tower, causing that 16.2 acres and his dream just to be blown right out the window. Well, Michael had known that they did not sign any document allowing this transfer of this 1.2 acres to happen. So they traced this back, and what did they find? They find that the attorney at the First American Title and Trust Company in this town of Oregon in Wisconsin had actually forged K. Durow's signature to a document allowing this transfer to take place. Michael then went out and tried to find other attorneys to bring this matter forward, to show what this attorney had done, to hold this First American Title and Company responsible. Michael could not get any attorneys that would go forward with the case. Michael placed ads in newspapers in Wisconsin. Michael was being driven into the ground by people in that local area that did not want to have any of these problems start to surface to the top. Michael then tried to look for other attorneys, and he actually ran into an attorney in New York. And this attorney's name was Mr. Bernard Stolman. And what Mr. Bernard Stolman tells Mr. Durow is that he knows an attorney out in California by the name of Mr. Robert Lowy. Listen to this conversation that I had with Mr. Stolman.
There's an attorney I have transacted business with named Stephen Lowy, yes.
Further,
you were the individual that I believe received $1,000 for referring Mr. Durow to Mr. Lowy. Is that correct?
Well, I'd have to go back in my files. That was some time ago, and I don't recall exactly what the conditions or terms were. I've never met Mr. Lowy. I just knew of him as an attorney in California who might have some experience that would be useful to Mr. Durow. That's all I can tell you on that subject, and I have no idea whether I received a retainer at that point or not. I wouldn't wish to comment to someone I don't know on a public radio, if that's what this is, concerning any details of the transaction that might involve some issues with the Bar Association and individuals. I don't think this is an appropriate way for me to respond, frankly. Well,
very fast talking, Mr. Stolman. So now he doesn't recall if he exactly got $1,000 or not, but I assure you he certainly did. Let me also play for you something else that Mr. Stolman had to say about what we were doing here at attorneybusters.com.
Your radio program deals with issues of this nature,
is that what you do?
Yes. I think it's a very interesting exercise.
So now we have Mr. Stolman saying that, well, what we're doing is a very good exercise. Let's hear what else that Mr. Stolman had to say.
I think it's deplorable if in fact, as you describe it, an attorney would take money from someone, substantial fee from someone, and then not go forward with the matter.
So now Mr. Stolman is saying, gee, if this Mr. Lowy or an attorney did this, he would find that absolutely deplorable. Mr. Stolman wanted to say that he's an attorney and he really can't talk about these issues without Mr. Durow being on the line, so I happen to be able to get Mr. Durow on the line with me. Let's listen to what now takes place with Mr. Stolman, the attorney from New York, and Mr. Durow.
Mr. Stolman, like it or not, you did take $1,000 from Mr. DeRoe. You did refer him to an attorney that he had a problem with. This problem that Mr. Lowy has created is going to blow into a huge mushroom cloud here because attorneybusters.com is going to look into this. Mr. Stolman, are you willing to refund Mr. DeRoe $500 of his $1,000 retainer?
All I can tell you, sir, is that I've said all I can say to you on this subject at this time.
Do I accept that as a no? Hello? Michael, are you still there?
Yeah, he terminated.
This is attorneybusters.com, and we got another attorney on the run.